Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday, February 7th, to discuss a resolution that would affect the Public Works Department. The resolution takes after an original ordinance, which adopted the FY 2024 annual budget, salary schedule, an employee classification plan, and authorized staffing table for the fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2023 and ending June 30th, 2024. This resolution would amend the employee classification plan by reclassifying the Public Works Building Official / Manager position to a Building Official. Currently, the Public Works Department is looking for a full-time Building Official / Manager position, as the position will be vacant as of February 17th. The role of the Building Official within the Public Works Department would involve critical responsibilities related to the inspection and compliance of various buildings with applicable codes and regulations. The Public Works Director worked with Human Resources to recommend changes to the job description to remove the supervision of building maintenance and related responsibilities. This would only be until the current Public Works organizational structure assessment is complete. Councilmember Bazin did have some concerns when it came to filling the position. Oftentimes, not everyone has the proper certification, and by the time they get certified, they tend to move elsewhere and leave the position vacant.
If we're going to hire this position, I don't know how you have it written up, but it should not be written up to where you come in here and you get 18 months to get these certifications. This city requires us to have certain certifications by the state of Alaska because we take a deferment from them. So what I'm asking you guys is to make sure that we don't bring somebody in here or we hire somebody and we're going to allow them to take 18 months. And when they get certified on our dime, they leave because now they've been trained. We need to bring the expertise in here that already has it, and it's required. We don't get not to have that, and I don't think we have had it.
After a unanimous vote, it was decided that the resolution's final decision would be postponed to the February 21st meeting. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. An Arizona man has been sentenced for his role in a drug trafficking ring which targeted Alaska. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An Arizona man was sentenced to 10 years in prison for his role in an international drug trafficking ring targeting Alaska. According to court documents, Joel Rascon, 30, of Yuma, Arizona, was a member of Miguel Guevara's drug trafficking ring that smuggled over a dozen kilos of meth, heroin, and cocaine from Mexico into Alaska for 6 years. As part of his role in the enterprise, Rascon sold heroin for the organization in Alaska and sent wire transfers to Guevara's co-conspirators and suppliers in Mexico. Rascon had 4 felony convictions in the state of Arizona prior to this case, including theft, possession of a dangerous drug, and 2 convictions for attempted unlawful use of means of transportation. In the 2017 theft case, Rascon and 2 other men robbed a gas station in Yuma, Arizona at knife point, all wearing masks over their faces. 3 other defendants in this case have already been sentenced or pleaded guilty. Miguel Guevara, a.k.a. Javi, 40, has entered a plea of guilty and is awaiting acceptance from the court. Serena Joseph, 41, pleaded guilty to drug conspiracy and money laundering and was sentenced to 63 months imprisonment. And Wasahiotha Zaragoza, 46, pleaded guilty to drug conspiracy and was sentenced to 18 months imprisonment. 4 additional co-defendants are believed to be at large in Mexico. U.S. Attorney S. Lane Tucker for the District of Alaska said these prosecutions mark another milestone in our fight against criminals who come to Alaska from outside to traffic dangerous drugs that harm our communities. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.